There were 5 arrests Saturday at a college Republicans rally on the University of Washington campus. It came as protesters clashed over the presence of the group Patriot Prayer, who had been invited by the right-wing group to participate. KUOW's Kate Walters reports.
Separated by police officers and 2 sets of metal barricades, protesters and Patriot Prayer supporters chanted back and forth Saturday. The rally was largely peaceful, but a few skirmishes broke out when some Patriot Prayer supporters left the area cordoned off for the rally to enter the crowd of protesters. Punches were reportedly thrown and the police intervened. Chevy Swanson is the president of the UW College Republicans. He says it's important for conservative voices to have a place on campus.
This rally needed to happen because it's valley proof that we don't actually have the free speech rights that we thought we did on this campus. Faceless thugs out there are determining whether or not we could speak.
Protester Jane Cutter said she wants groups like Patriot Prayer to understand their message doesn't reflect her values.
We're out here because we don't think that the Patriot Prayer group or any other fascist or extreme right-wing organization should be allowed to come out in a public place like this and not be opposed.
The rally has sparked a legal battle that's ongoing. The College Republicans sued UW last week after the school demanded a $17,000 security fee for the event. A federal judge has temporarily blocked UW from charging the student group. The case will continue to be argued in court. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.